The night. A bright moon shining down, illuminating the clouds, silhouetting the trees. The hot tub steaming with purpose, jets surging forward, bubbles popping all around. Fairy lights twinkling in the dark, dancing like fireflies, their movement of magic and quiet. Our lavender bush wafting its sweetness about, reminding me of family, the sense of innocence and youth. My precious Alice sitting in peace, listening to every sound, guarding me from possible harm. Each on its own is lovely. Together they are trance-inducing. Blending of the sights, smells, sounds, and feels puts the mind at ease. The wonder of this night had me in a meditative state until it was interrupted by the loud car I had heard some time before. The squeaking belt and absence of a muffler could not be ignored. In place of the bliss was a feeling of invasion. I just hoped it would be gone soon and again peace would be found. Sadly, this time the car stopped right by my house, and I realized the night was no longer mine. For a few minutes, things were still, and the night rattled with distress. Someone got out of the car, slammed the door, and began to scream back and forth with the other in the car. Their screams triggered Alice's alert, and she sent out her small, angry bark over and over, thinking somehow she would make them go. When they both shouted, "Shut up," obviously to her, I knew it was time to go in. I gathered my tiny protector and entered the hopefully quieter, safer walls of the house. I didn't feel confident in our safety for some reason, and as the night progressed, I saw that my gut was right.